Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and so glad that you joined us today. Last week, we talked about the topic of marriage and tried to provide hope to people, knowing what is a God-honoring marriage. We talked about things that cause problems in marriage. The last program on Friday, we talked about how men could honor God in their lives, which obviously marriage is an aspect for a lot of guys, not for everybody. But if you missed any of those talks, I want to encourage you to go back to hopeishere.today. Had a lot of good feedback on those programs. People heard some things that maybe they had not heard before, and just about what is a God-honoring marriage. So go to our website, hopeishere.today. That is hopeishere.today, and you can find out about marriage. Today we're going to hit a topic that unfortunately the statistics show that it's not any different for people in the church than it is for people that have not ever been a part of church, and that is the topic of divorce. And I guess the first thing I do want to say today is I'm really sorry if you've been through a divorce, especially if it wasn't your choice. But today my guests, Lisa Goode and I, are both going to share with you just things we've learned from our own personal experiences with divorce. And we just want to encourage you this week as we look at a lot of the different emotions and aspects of divorce, how much God loves you, and a verse that's really helped me a lot through the years, not only through divorce, but just through other losses in my life, is Psalm 34:18. And it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues and comforts those whose spirits are crushed." And we know that we want you to know that when you hurt, that God hurts, and He loves you. We hope and pray this week as we talk about this topic of divorce. Maybe we can help save some marriages as you hear about what actually happens when you go through a divorce, even as followers of Jesus, if you are. If you're not, maybe it'll help you realize how important that personal relationship with Him is. And, you know, Lisa, as we've been talking and planning and praying about this for the last two and a half weeks, I originally didn't plan on starting out with this statement, but as I've looked back over my divorce situations and other friends and done a lot of counseling, being in ministry the past 15 years, I know that divorce doesn't just affect us when we go through it. Divorce also affects our family, our friends, and our coworkers. I guess you kind of call it a ripple effect that happens when a person goes through divorce that really I haven't heard talked a lot about. I guess I want to ask you, would you agree with that?
I sure would. It's like we worry about ourselves and what makes us happy, and we don't think of the effect that it's going to have on our family and our friends and our children. And it's a long-term effect that's going to affect them for years, you know, down the road, and with holidays and childcare and switching back and forth with the father and the mother. And it's just a huge difference that it makes in everyone's life other than just ourselves. And we tend to be selfish in that way and just think of ourselves instead of thinking of others.
Well, one of the things I saw as I was talking with a friend one time that went through, he shared that he said that, you know, he had a brother that lived several hours away, and when he went through his divorce, he happened to be at that brother's home, which was like 10 or 11 hours away, and he said, you know, when he got ready to leave, the brother just, you know, hugged him. He said the brother was not a real warm, touchy-feely type of guy, which most guys aren't. I'm one of the unique ones, he said his brother just started sobbing, and he just said, "I'm so sorry that I can't be here for you during this time, and I hurt because you hurt." And then as I've gone through my divorce situations, you know, my family members have shared, you know, the pain that's caused them, not to hurt me, but just let me know that because I hurt, they hurt. And so, you know, I think that people need to realize that when you go through a divorce, and as you know, our time before we went on the air, though, it's hard to realize that other people are hurting because most of the time you're hurting so much.
So true. So true. And we concentrate on our own pain and we don't think of other people's pain. And a lot of other family members, they don't know how to respond or how to react to what we're feeling. And it's best to try to put ourselves in their shoes.
Well, one of the things that we do want to encourage you, and obviously Hope Is Here, it's what we want to do. We know this is a painful topic for so many people, but we're hoping maybe people will get healing today. And, you know, people go through divorces in so many different ways. People are left notes. Sometimes people are just bluntly told, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce. But the fact of the matter is, I guess I know, at least for me, Lisa, when you actually realize that, oh my goodness, I'm really going through a divorce. I mean, it's almost like an out-of-body experience, isn't it?
It is. It's a total shock. You know, you're just, it's like a whirlwind, just a 180 just turns your whole life around, and you don't know who you are or where you're going, and you just kind of get on your knees and just pray to God to help him through you the whole experience. And without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Through my first divorce, I tended to go towards just partying and you know, just surfacing the pain and not working to the root of it and getting to the what really caused my divorce. And then taking everything from the first divorce into my second divorce caused things to even, you know, get worse as well.
Well, I think, like you said there, you can numb the pain, the world
exactly.
gives you plenty of
mm-hmm.
options, yet there is a deep root emotional pain that you go through. And it's tough, though, because even though you're going through a divorce, you still have to do life.
Exactly, yes. And you've got children, you've got a responsibility, you have a home to take care of, and, you know, it just, all these things just get bottled up, and you don't know how to deal with it because your mind is just in somewhere else. And you're just in a dark place, very dark place.
Well, one of the things we're going to talk about today in our first program about divorce, when you find out somebody's, you know, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce, and 95% of the time, not 100, but 95% of the time, people don't leave a marriage unless they have somebody that they're going to, that they're already involved with. And so I just want to say a word of caution today to people. I heard my hero Wayne Smith say one time at Southland Christian, it's been over 20 years ago, but I've never forgotten. He said, you know, affairs don't happen at the water cooler, in the bedroom. They don't happen in the bedroom. They happen at the water cooler, you know, on a break. Then somebody says, hey, I'm going to, you know, let's go do lunch. And, you know, so affairs don't start in the bedroom. It starts subtly and with Facebook and texting and things like that. There's just so many ways that Satan wants to get an inroad. And I really believe, Lisa, that John 10:10, when Jesus warns us that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy,
one of the things
he really comes after is Christian marriages. Do you believe that?
Yes, I sure do. And you know, you have to just have a open eye to those temptations and realize what Satan is really doing, and no, it's not the flesh that's doing that. It's Satan that's coming in and doing that to us, and we don't really open up to that. And you have to have just a open mind to see what that temptation is really all about, because he's putting it all out there for us, and he continues to do it day by day and destroys families, and that's why this world is the broken way it is.
Well, that's a great point. A lot of broken people, and hurting people hurt other people.
They do.
And
mm-hmm.
Those of you that are listening that are maybe you've been through a divorce, or maybe you're getting married for the first time, I just want to encourage you to make sure that the person that you're with is as healthy as possible before they do get married. And when you know, nobody's perfect. We all understand that, but we all have wounds, and if those things aren't addressed, the one thing I know that I know, and I'm sure you've either seen this in your situations with divorce or just through other friends, and I know you've read a lot, you work with a divorce recovery group at a church here in Central Kentucky, is that you can't change another person. You
No.
can't help heal another person. Mm-hmm. Only God can do that.
That's right. And so many people, they tend to prepare for that day of the wedding, you know, with the dress and the hair and the makeup and, you know, the beautiful wedding and all the money they spend on it, and they don't prepare for the actual marriage itself. And putting God first in a marriage is the most important thing we need to do. Is God comes first, and then our spouse, and then our children. And if we don't prepare for the marriage for the future, then we're just in a fairy tale. And that's what our society puts out there, and all the movies, every movie that I take my kids to, it's just all about a love affair, and wow, they get married and everything's happily ever after, and it's not so, you know. And it's so hard to take my kids, and that's what they're putting into their minds.
Well, one of the things too that I've learned just through being 53 and having been through divorce and then being in ministry the past 15 years is that you know, whatever background you come out of, with your family, obviously God changed us, we grow and we mature, but whatever you've seen modeled is kind of what you're going to bring into the marriage. Mm-hmm. And so it's always kind of wise to look at family backgrounds. Like I said, once again, no family's perfect. Everybody's got issues. But at the same time, you bring in those expectations because that's what you've seen modeled, whether it's two parents together or coming from a single parent home or from a divorced home, you bring in those expectations. And that's one of the things, Lisa, that I've seen cause a lot of pain and that leads to divorce, is that people come in with expectations, and one, maybe they're not realistic, or two, they've not been talked about before they go into the marriage. And when those aren't met, you know, you want to run.
That's right. And we can't just change people to make them the way we want them to be, because like I said, we're imperfect people expecting someone else to be perfect for us. And we have to accept them for who they are and who God has them to be, because we can't change people.
That's right. You really can't. And for those of you right now, maybe you're in a tough marriage situation. One, I just want to encourage you to let somebody know, number one. Two, I really encourage you to see a Christian counselor. A lot of things I'm going to be sharing with you and Lisa and I over the next few days will be things that I've learned through Christian counseling. It's been some of the best money that I've ever spent. You know, you've got to get it out in the open. And then the big thing is you've got to own your part of it. There's always two sides. There's two parts. I've counseled a couple one time, and the husband had an affair, and obviously that was wrong. Yet after meeting with them over about 3 months, every couple weeks, one day the wife just looked at me. She said, "You know, I read one of the books that I said you suggested to me," and she said, "I have to realize that you know, I have some ownership in this."
Amen.
And I was just like, "Wow." And, you know, I thought maybe a year down the road she might, but I knew she was still hurting. And yet I thought this marriage is going to make it because this person's not playing the blame game. Mm-hmm. They're accepting some ownership. It might be 10%, you know,
out of
that. But still, I think the thing that I've had to realize and that I've learned is that we all have some ownership, don't we?
We do. And, you know, it doesn't justify what happened that was wrong, but it's, you know, it's an explanation. And like you said, hurt people hurt people. And when we go through that expectations and they're not met, then we think we can find someone else to make that expectation come right. Because, you know, like they say, the grass is not always greener on the other side, and you have to water the grass and mow the grass no matter what relationship you're in, you know. And it's like you think that you're going to find it, and it's just chasing the wind. Because if you don't put God first in your life, he's the only one that can fill that void. And you talk about Christian counseling. I had a counselor that I went to in when I lived in Georgia, and I left that session that day, and he told me that Jesus is always smiling down on you. And I left there that day and went to Kroger's, and a gentleman tapped me on the back of my shoulder and handed me a tract with a smiley face on it that said, "Jesus loves you."
Wow.
And that was God's sign right there saying, "Hey, I'm with you. I'm carrying you through this." You know, we don't always get over something, but we get through it. And when you see one set of footprints in the sand, you know he's carrying you through to the other side.
Wow. Great stuff there from Lisa Good. We're almost out of time, so I want to encourage everybody knows somebody that's been through divorce. Wish we did. It's kind of like cancer, unfortunately. We all know somebody, or maybe you've been through it yourself. We're going to be talking about the rest of the week. We've got four more programs, so if you know somebody, let them know. Hey, you need to check this out. Hope it's here. Also, I want to remind you that if you need to hear this again or you want to share it with somebody, that you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and it'll be available there on our website. It's only 14 minutes long, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn with Lisa Good. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.